This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, November 14th. God's word to you today is rock versus sand. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 6:48 from the New King James Version, and it says, "He is like a man building a house, who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock." There are 42 references to God as a rock in the Bible. The rock of ages, the rock of our salvation, the rock of defense, the rock of offense, and so on. A rock is steady. A rock is stable. A rock cannot easily be crushed. A rock does not crumble easily. When God is the rock of your life, the pressure of today cannot crush you. When God is your rock, your anchor holds steady because you are beneath and within the rock. We sing, "Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee." To remind us that this is a place where we should consistently stay, not just visit occasionally. The rock is a place where we can find refuge. The question is, what is the rock of your life? Is it your career, or your bank account, or your finances? Or is it your investment in Bitcoin, in real estate, or in gold? Is your rock your marriage, or is it your spouse or your children? Is your rock a human being? This is a question that we need to confront ourselves with. The truth is, as useful as all the aforementioned things are, they are very lousy rocks to depend on. You will discover that, as the hymn says, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." All other ground would be career, business, marriage, spouses, houses, finances, people, investments are sinking sand. Psalm 18 verse 31 says, "Who but our God is a solid rock?" What is the rock of your life? Think about it. What is that thing that if everything else shakes, if all else fails, you can go to and hide? What is your hiding place? Some people have made the greeting card given to them in secondary school their emotional hiding place. There are ladies that are holding on to cards their high school sweetheart gave to them. When they are feeling emotionally low and cannot sleep, they turn to that card. I have news for you. That person has moved on, and so should you. Where do you find stability when everything else is shaky? If it is not God, it is going to crumble. I urge you to make it God today, and you will find safety and security. Psalm 71, verses 3, 6, 7, and 8 say, "Be my rock of safety, where I can always hide. Give the order to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Yes, you have been with me from birth, from my mother's womb. You have cared for me. No wonder I am always praising you. My life is an example to many because you have been my strength and protection. That is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long." Like the psalmist, we too must make this our prayer and our song. Make God your rock. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.